4, DJC.
Hi, Jerry. It's Gerald York.
You doing well? You're in a bit of scorcher today.
I think the clouds come over because it was saying up to 101 there a while ago. It felt like, but it's 92 out there now, Jerry, and we've been inside. I'm just hunkered down here in the basement and was just listening to the news a little bit and listening to HF a little. It's kind of up and down what we call QS Baker, and not heard anything worth contacting yet.
Now, for just a few minutes to go by the garbage dump down here. I know it's going to be real busy tomorrow. Monday's a holiday, I think. They're not open on Monday regardless. But, so we got them a bit of errand done. Then get them doing a little grocery shopping. It's so hot this afternoon, we decided maybe to go in the morning. Still kind of tending my sides, so I'm watering it once a day now. But didn't look all that great. I think I watered it too much to begin with. I was watering it twice a day, and I think I put too much water on it. It's greening up, and it's sticking to the, it's rooting pretty well, and it stays moist on the underneath it. I got where most of it, I can't pull it up down the edges. It's rooting to the soil, son. So we just have to see how it goes.
You say that's your grass you're watering?
And a bunch of Bermuda sod about 3 weeks ago this past Tuesday. And so we were watering it twice a day. Excuse me. And we watered it twice a day up until yesterday. And I took a picture of it and showed the guy to put it in. He said, you might be putting a little too much water on it because it's not looking brown. So it's kind of grayish looking. He said, that's a sign of too much water. So we got a good bit of green out, the green patches in it, but, you know, the soil here is so poor, this red clay soil is just terrible. Put down a little bit of topsoil on it, but it wasn't really enough to do any good, I don't think, so we just have to bear with it, I guess. It does look good. I mean, it's starting to look good anyway.
Yours is looking fantastic, and, gosh, Jerry, I don't know how many times I mowed this year already, probably 10. And we've been getting plenty of rain. Goodness gracious, one time we had 4.54 inches of rain one day. But I think it's getting that time of year where you're going to get a dry spell, you know?
Yard is looking really good. We got some centipede out here, and it looks good. We got a bunch of crabgrass, too, that is green. But it's not regular grass. It looks pretty good. We've been cutting it about every 2 weeks and could probably stand to cut it more often than that. But I hate to have to pay the guy to cut it, you know, once a week. But it needs it again. He'll cut it this coming week, I'm sure. But the rest of the yard looks pretty diggum good. It's green, but, you know, when you're starting out this, you know, side, it's just hard to get because there's no nutrients in it to mount anything in the soil. You have to watch it, make sure you don't put anything on it, put any chemicals on it yet, because it might kill it. So we're just kind of watching our P's and Q's, and we won't have to cut this time until probably July, more than likely. It won't be ready until then to start cutting, because, you know, Bermuda just doesn't grow. It doesn't grow very tall. So we're going to keep an eye on it. Hopefully we won't have to cut this. It's not going to be ready. I'm going to put some masonry sand out there and put it between the some of the spots where it's kind of separated in between the rows, and it'll creep on over to the other row and kind of latch it, you know, kind of thread itself into the other sections of the side. So we're going to do that. Probably going to wait for another week or so before we do that.
Well, this, Milo, what am I trying to say? Not Bermuda, and centipede. You throwed me. I was doing three things at once. You're looking at the storm warnings, looking at the radar, looking at the DX, and talking to you. But it's just doing great. And it's just been a pain in the rear, to be honest with you. But we put chemicals out on it for fire ants and whole grub worms, I think. And Bernice planted a few tomatoes that she started from scratch, and I bought a couple one day at Aldi's, and they're doing real good. But kind of cut back, not doing as much as we normally do, Jerry. But health-wise, we're doing all right, I think. My blood test come back the other day, not the greatest in some areas, but not anything to get too concerned about yet. And so the doctor scheduled me for a three-month check instead of six. The VA loused up all my appointments, and finally I got one of those set up. They had a doctor quit, go someplace else. They rescheduled me from Columbia. A few weeks later, I get a letter from Greenville. Said, well, you know, you need to contact us. We've been trying to contact here. We're going to have to drop you out of the system. And nobody contacted me except that real nice lady from... Well, that already sent me back 3 months. And so when Greenville finally, I called them... they moved it back another 3 months. And go figure. And you wonder why people don't trust the government high.
Forget an appointment, even normal doctor appointment these days for that plan that a few weeks in advance, it's a fair best. Lynn's going to go to another cardiologist in early July. She's still having some trouble with some tachycardia. She had another episode this afternoon. Didn't last for about 5 or 6 minutes, but... We're going to see another cardiologist at Prisma, the one here in Anderson, hadn't really maintained any contact with us to mount anything. Sure, they let us hold her monitors for 30 days and didn't have a single episode during the time she'd been monitored. But I don't know whether the heat triggered it today or what, but she wasn't really doing anything strenuous. Normally, if she gets out of the yard, works too hard, it'll trigger one. But, that's one of the letters. I gave her a... two beta blockers to take, but it's not a first-line drug. Tachycardia or something, we're going to go to another cardiologist. This guy's fellowship training, three things, so hopefully he'll get her maybe on some other medication to work, and he's also a echocardiogram specialist.
Good plan. This is in Gerald T.R. Oh, that's funny. I was looking here, and I don't usually watch this show, but it... is MASH until I change it. And Tachycardia come up there on a big sign, Military Air Transport Service. You mentioned tachycardia, that's what my dad had. It wasn't long after that that he passed away with a heart attack. But I got another MRI scheduled for you know what here in a little while, next month. So, not looking forward to that. I don't like those things, Jerry.
It's the most comfortable things in the world, and not only that, it's just real hard to, you know, diagnose it. And, I mean, they look at it in 3D, and even then, they can't really tell for sure, but I go see my doctor on June the 3rd for my follow-up, and I'm doing really well. I'll probably have my blood work done then. He told me to wait 6 months afterwards to do it. But I had my regular doctor visit a couple of weeks ago, and I had the best labs I've had in years. My creatinine level was good, and everything was in range, so I felt pretty good about it. So I'm feeling a little better now. He put me on singular. I was having so much trouble with my breathing, and you know, with this allergy stuff, he put me on singular, and it's really been a big help for me. I still have some congestion, but generally it's just from, you know, eat stuff I probably shouldn't eat, but I felt a whole lot better. I can breathe better now than I could.
Okay. Well, we don't have any plans for Memorial Day weekend. The kids texted a while ago, and they're at the lake house. So if they say something, we might go over there for a little bit. But they probably won't, because usually they have somewhat of a friends come over and all of that, you know. I don't know if you call it a party or not. They go out on the pontoon boat and whatnot. the grandson goes out fishing some. I'd go over and go fishing with him if it was towards nightfall, but boy, I'm not going out in that heat. I'll tell you what, you might warn your wife. Right after you eat, my doctor said you do not want to overexert, and especially not go out in the heat or the cold. And I noticed it immediately, just if I walk from the house out to the tin barn or something, pressure builds up in my chest. And if I stay out there any length of time at all, I have to take a nitro. And the body's, the heart's trying to help with your digestion system, and then you go loading it up by doing something, and he said it ain't gonna like it. And he's right.
One aortic valve is not 100%, but he said it would be a long time probably before it became an issue. And she didn't have any, she had a stress test done, didn't have any, no blockages or anything like that. Everything was good on that, but the supraventricular tachycardia is an electrical impulse thing. They can go in there and do an ablation to that, kind of like they do with AFib. She doesn't have AFib though either. But she's had these, especially since she's been a teenager, but they've gotten more often the last couple of years. But she gets out in his heat and works too hard enough trying to make her come inside. She likes to stay active, but she's learning. She's about ready to learn a lesson this time, I hope. I had to jump outside here, Tom, and give you a shout if you're on. We'll go back inside here and cool off a little bit. It is better than it was. It's still probably 89 degrees out here now. But I'll say 73 for you and talk to you a little bit later on, Tom. Tell Bernice we said hello. Let y'all take it easy in this heat. Talk to you later.
Okay, Jerry, great to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while, and I'll look for you down below. I'm going to go out and put some those 20-inch box fans on the chickens and check for eggs again, because I only got 2 eggs, and they've been laying 6 a day, just regularly. And I don't think they like this heat either, and they're in the shade. So I'll put those fans on them. Maybe it'll bring the egg count back up until the younger ones get growed now. Take care, Jerry. In 4DJC and 0TR 73.